I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Devin, Katie, and Ray.
It's the wake-up call.
Twice every morning we do Gavin's phone scams, 610 and 810, and always on the radio.com app. Just got to search for the wake-up call. Tell us about your phone scam today.
Okay, so we are going to be calling Ruby. She works for, let's just say she works in local government, and I am calling to get my grandfather on the ballot for the upcoming election, even though he is dead.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hi, this is Ruby. How may I help you?
Hi, what department is this? Good. Okay, well, then that sounds probably like what I'm looking for. I'd like to make sure that I get my grandfather on the ballot for the election, please.
Your grandfather?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to do that, you're going to need to contact the city clerk. That's not my department.
Listen, what is your name? I'm sorry.
Ruby. My name is Ruby.
Ruby? Okay. I've been getting the runaround all day long, and I just need this done, okay? So if you could, I would really appreciate it if you could just jot this down, okay, as a way to help me. His name is Pop-Pop Labrador. Actually, no. That's what I called him. That's not his name. What was his name?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Ruby, don't rush me. Oh, my God. What was his name? John. Yes, that feels right.
This is a very busy office, and I'm sorry you feel that you're frustrated, but I'm going to really...
Well, then let's rush through this, okay? I know we're running out of time to actually make this work, okay? So please stop interrupting, okay? So John Labrador, that's the name that we need on the ballot. Full disclosure, he is dead. But I still would like to get him on the ballot. It was his dying wish to be an elected official. And I feel like I can't rest until I do this for him, okay? And I feel like city council's probably one of the best ways to go about doing this.
Sir, I'm just going to stop you right there because this can't happen.
There's plenty of time left. I already checked. We have...
It's not about the time. If your grandfather is deceased, this is not a possibility.
Why?
Listen, I'm pretty sure in America, you cannot have a dead person run for office.
First of all, please treat him with respect. Pop-Pop Labrador was a veteran, okay? And let's not call him dead.
Thank you.
Let's call him no longer alive. And did you know that's not true? That there have been many dead people there have been many no longer living people that have been elected officials in this country. Ever heard of Carl Geary?
Have
you ever heard of Carl Geary?
No, sir, I have not.
Well, he was the mayor of Tracy City in Tennessee. He won, and he was dead. Okay, I can keep going. Harry Stonebreaker? Ring a bell?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, he was a mayor of a town in Missouri. My point is that you just no longer being alive doesn't have anything to do with the fact that you can't be an elected official. So please.
How would you even vote? How would anyone even vote for a deceased person?
Or how would he vote? Seances and Ouija boards. And that's, you know, that's how we do it. Messages from beyond. We're pretty sure that my aunt has been possessed by him several times. And she's feverishly written stuff down on a notepad that we have. I can show you the notepad. So, like,
I don't need to see the notepad, sir. I need you.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Good.
Loss.
But thank you. Because we would be willing to, as a family, and even not as a family, to get together. And we all join hands in whatever boardroom you guys meet in, and we'd say, you know, I have a pop-up, can you hear us? And of course he always hears us, and knock three times, and he'd knock, and they'd say, great, should we approve the budget for the new bridge that they're building over on whatever road? And then he'd either knock three times or knock one time or whatever the code is, the official code is. You get it.
I am going to hang up now, sir. I need you to call the city clerk if you're very, I understand you're passionate about this. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do.
All right, Ruby. Well, then one more thing then before I go. None of this has been real. This is a phone scam. You're on 106.5 The End. It's actually Gavin from the wake up call. And your boyfriend, Tom, is the one who asked me to do this.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? No.
I mean, thank God, right?
Wedding.
Thank God.
Thank God. That was cuckoo bananas.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.